Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 6 DFS Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. Make sure you grab it in the App Store, Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
Hey, this is Bill Romanowski. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Week 6 DFS Show. My name is Colby, swinging database dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
I learned a valuable lesson this week. It's a new improved Pick Dundee coming your way.
You live, you learn.
You live, you learn. And if you're wondering who that is the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, man?
There are those who say that the fun has gone out of football, that it's become too predictable. For them, let me present 30 seconds of football, USFL style.
The USFL, where football is still a game.
And look, maybe it is getting too predictable at other leagues, but we could have not predicted Vad Lee coming in and dominating for the Pittsburgh Maulers as they got their first win. But look, give me a second here. I got to find the Dundee music, I must apologize because I have won our listeners a lot of money, but there has been 2 weeks where I put up a goose egg because I outsmarted myself. I did not roster DeAndre Johnson in week 2, and I didn't win any money after he won me $1,000 in a first place finish in week 1. Then the other weeks I placed and charted, I won hundreds of dollars each week. And I had DeAndre Johnson on my team. So last week I decided not to roster DeAndre Johnson. I decided to roster Arnold Schwarzenegger's case cookies. And that was a big fail because DeAndre Johnson, not only did he play the whole game for the first time all year,
key,
he also was fucking Fabulous. All right. Two rushing touchdowns, was just on fire in the air as well. I learned my lesson just to tip my hand already. He's going to be my quarterback. I can't, he's winning me money. Why was I so stupid, Nick? Why didn't you talk me off that cliff?
Well, you know, my whole thing was I didn't want the committee. And finally they learned their lesson last week. Mike Riley finally listened to us. Give the guy a chance to be the one and only quarterback. Don't do this rotation bullshit. And look, it paid off. Now before we jump into our lineup here, first off, can we do this late breaking news here that DraftKings has alerted us to this trade?
Yes, let's check here. Hold on. Let's here, right here. Breaking news on the USFL Gambling Podcast. Jeff Thomas, former Miami Hurricane wideout. I drafted him. I'm playing in a fantasy league over at Alt Fantasy. And I drafted him, and really, it's not good to have any receivers on the Maulers. Well, actually, I take that back. Bailey Gaither and Trey Walker have had good weeks the past couple of weeks. But Jeff Thomas kind of been a dud, and I was like, damn, this dude was nasty at Miami. Surprised he's not in the NFL. Well, look, he got traded to the Birmingham Stallions. And first off, what did they get in return is the question.
That I don't know.
I'm going to quickly try to pull that up.
Yeah, but good question. But look, while you're pulling that up, Birmingham's offense has been pretty damn good with Jamar Smith all season long. And they have Victor Bolden and Osiris Mitchell.
And Marlon Williams, the UCF kid.
Yeah.
And Kerry Angeline, who's a pretty good tight end.
You throw Jeff Thomas into that mix. That's a dangerous group of pass catchers for Jamar Smith to work with. So I like a lot of what they're doing. That offense, watch out for him.
I can't find what the hell he was traded for.
Well, information.
I think claimed off waivers. I think claimed off waivers.
Okay. Now DraftKings, you know, their alert says he's been traded, but in the end, it doesn't matter. Jeff Thomas is on Birmingham. He is no longer on Pittsburgh, and he makes that offense more dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's very talented. Skip Holtz is no fool. Surprise Pittsburgh. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Maybe he was clashing with the coaches. Who knows? But
maybe he wasn't happy about not getting, you know, that many targets thrown his way.
Yeah, I know he'd had issues. That's a great pickup though, because now, I mean, to me, the one weakness would be and I don't even know if it's a true weakness, would be the run game of the Stallions. But Marable just had his first 100-yard game. And he looked pretty damn good. I know they have Brooks James, and they just signed Bo Scarborough. Perhaps, you know, I've been saying the Generals were the best team. I think Stallions upgrading, and I think that's, wouldn't that be just a great, I know that would be, you know, it would go chalk, but I think that would be a great first Freedom Cup.
Hell yeah, definitely. So you've already alluded to your quarterback, but with that news, are you persuaded to take Jamar Smith? I mean, look, Jamar Smith has been between 17 and 20 and a half fantasy points all 4 weeks he's played. The dude is a model of consistency. You can't go wrong with Jamar Smith. Now, he might not have the highest ceiling, but keep on giving this guy weapons, and you know, maybe this is his, like, you know, big time game where he throws for like 250 and a couple of touchdowns or something.
It could be. But I think actually I'm kind of a the Panthers defense, I think, is still decent. I just think DeAndre Johnson, if he's going to be starting now, which, I mean, there was nothing official on that, but he just played the whole game. They looked dominant. I would assume he's going to play the whole game against the Gamblers. And I think the fact he's way more dual threat, Smith doesn't run as much as Johnson.
Right. True.
So I think that's the angle. It's like why you play Russell Wilson and as opposed to Kirk Cousins, you know. a lot of reasons there to play Russell Wilson instead of Kirk Cousins. But
one other quarterback you mentioned, any bites on Vadley? I mean, are you willing to? I mean, he's only 6.4K. He put up almost 16 fantasy points, threw two touchdowns, a 170 in the air, and also what ran for 20 yards in his first game, like 2 or 3 days after being signed.
But
he's an attractive play.
But I think the Breakers defense is actually decent. I actually think the one quarterback we might be undervaluing here
is whoever puts up more points in there, or whoever scores more points, whoever wins that Tampa Bay Bandits Philadelphia Stars game. Cause I'm not sold on either's defense, but I do think the Bandits have a better defense than the Stars. So part of me is like, Tamu might have a great day against a pretty soft Philadelphia Stars team.
He is still pretty expensive, but two out of the last 3 weeks, he's been 19 or above fantasy points. So he started off the season, kind of a dud. You know, week one, 10 fantasy points. Week two, again, that blowout loss to the Breakers, he only put up 6 fantasy points. Since then, he has been a lot better. But, you know, we mentioned all these guys. When it comes down to it, I got the same guy as you. I'm going DeAndre Johnson for 8.4K because of the dual threat abilities. And I think this, you know, with him getting what we're assuming that again for the second straight week, he's going to be the one and only quarterback.
Well, I just
it's hard to pick anybody else.
I just think, and Luis Perez, like I said, he could start on other teams, but they looked dominant last week. They looked like the best team in the league against a very good team. And DeAndre Johnson was 14 of 21, 67%. Over 10 yards of completion. That's unheard of in this league. And that includes a couple drops. He had a couple drops. He did throw a pick in the red zone. But then he had 39 yards rushing and 2 scores. I mean, and look, that's probably his worst rushing output of the season. You know what I mean? Like that, I think it's a no brainer. I think you got to roster him. And I know the Gamblers defense is okay.
They're solid. They lead the league with 7 interceptions through 5 games.
Yeah.
They've had at least 1 pick in every game.
And maybe they get another, but I'll still take my chances with the way Johnson rushes that ball and the way he's won money.
All you really need is get 1 rushing touchdown and you're set, you know, and then everything else is gravy.
Yeah. 100% there. Let's go to the running back position, NC Nick. Who is your highest priced running back?
Well, you know, I'm selling out. I'm going air raid on you here. I only got 1 running back in this lineup. It seems to me like almost that the receivers now are almost more consistent with just as high of upsides as running back. So, I'm going run and shoot on you, man. I'm going, you know, 4 wide, only 1 running back, and I'm going to keep you in the same game. It's that vaunted New Jersey general rushing attack. Give me Darius Victor for 5.9K. He's had a touchdown in every game except for week 1.
I have him as well because look, Trey Williams, if he doesn't break a long one, there's no point. I mean, Trey Williams is capable of breaking a long one, but in the red zone, they go Victor the bowling ball or Johnson, and a lot of times they'll do an option read. So it's highly likely that both will score touchdowns. If not, one or the other will score in the red zone, which the Generals' offense is kind of built for that.
Yeah, it makes sense to get pieces of this Generals rushing attack, and I got the 2 biggest ones. Also, they're getting him the ball, you know, in the passing game a little bit too. Weeks 3 and 4, he had 3 catches in each week, so that's just icing on the cake there. So yeah, give me Darius Victor as my one and only running back this week.
I like it. All right. Well, I have him as well. So why don't you give me your second running? Oh no, you only have 1 running back, you said, right?
There you go.
Well, all right. Well then, I will get to my second running back, and that is the league's leading rusher before last week. Before last week, it was Jordan Ellis. He had a tough day against Toby Johnson, that stout Generals defense. The Maulers come to town. Now the Maulers run defense, I do think, has been better than their pass defense, but I think Jordan Ellis, what makes him special is he catches the ball out of the backfield a lot. At 8,500. Give me Jordan Ellis as my second running back, NC Nick.
Solid. I think I rostered him a couple times. He had some 2 big games in week 3 and 4, but last week against New Jersey, just 12 for 42, just 1 catch for 5 yards. And you said it yourself, New Orleans kind of abandoned the run game last week. So
but normally he gets a lot of catches. Last week was his worst, output from a receiving standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, the week before he caught 4 balls, but he only has 7 catches on the year. So he's not, you know, that involved other than that 1 outlier in week 4. So yeah, I mean, you know, does Fedora understand where he went wrong last week, and he does need a balanced approach, and therefore maybe he does emphasize that run game more. So nice little bounce back spot. I get it. But for me, after watching it last week, I was like, I can't trust that breaker rushing attack. So, but hey, look, I mean, the dude's proven it before. He had a couple good weeks here, so you might be onto something.
Yeah, I think I am. And I actually have a third running back, because look, I know what got me money in the weeks before. All right. Now, I don't know if you want me to give away my third running back.
And why then, not? You're on a roll.
I'm going back to Reggie Corbin. He had a bad week last week.
Yeah.
But the 2 weeks prior to that, he had like really, really money weeks. He was player of the week, I believe, offensive player of the week. Birmingham doesn't have the best run defense. Like, they actually give up some yardage on the ground. I'm going to take a shot on Reggie Corbin at 5,700 to have a good day for the Panthers.
Well, I mean, look, we've seen his ceiling before. He's had a couple dynamite games. So that does make some sense. No love for Juwan Washington at Tampa Bay with BJ Emmons out going up against that porous Philadelphia run defense.
I thought about it. Stacking the Money Green did that in his lineup. Yeah. And I said, man, that makes sense.
It does.
But Todd Haley throws the ball a lot, man.
Yeah, so, and I think they've had one of the worst yards per carry rushing attempts in the league this year, because that offensive line just hasn't gotten much push. So I stayed away from Juwan Washington as well, but he's an interesting play, especially only at 4.5K.
Yeah, yeah. So so what you have then, four wideouts, correct?
Yes, sir.
Who is your top priced wideout?
I mentioned him earlier. My guy, Victor Bolden Jr. for the Birmingham Stallions.
I have him as well. And Nick, I don't know if you caught, I mean, I know you were at a wedding, so I don't think you caught this, but when Magoo's in at quarterback, he doesn't throw to Bolden as much.
Yeah, he looks more Mitchell, right?
Yeah, but when Jamar Smith comes in, Bolden lights up. Like, I feel like his targets are so much different with Smith. And so knowing that Smith, is going to be the quarterback, because he looked fucking amazing last week, I'm back on the Vic Bolden, even if he's extremely expensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah. And I have money to spend. So, money was no object to me. So I'm like the $1 million man over here. Okay. And you're Virgil. But the guy is averaging basically six catches a game, and he only has one touchdown on the season. And that was way back in week three. So I think he's due for some positive touchdown regression. Give me Vic Bolden Jr. to get in the end zone and also to have another game with five, six, seven catches, for 60 yards and a touchdown or something.
Well, I think my three running back approach mixed with Bolden will have me as the $1 million man, and you'll be Sherry.
That's hilarious. I don't have a comment, but yeah.
Look, before we get to your next receiver, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast DFS show is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash when you play their over under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on the phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. The SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. Grab that thing today for free and let it ride, because I think you'll enjoy every single podcast that we have on there. All articles, all that good stuff available on that app, all for free. So grab it today and let it ride. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. Yes, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And you better believe that special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging. All right. All those things. I mean, your nervous system, you're going to need that when you're playing some DFS, especially if you're going against Pick Dundee, I love talking shit. But anyway, Athletic Greens really, Fantastic stuff. And they're going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Yeah, that's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all that shit to private data, hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at the SGPN studios, we use IP Vanish VPN because it makes us truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. So right now, IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free, people. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use that promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. You're in the middle of giving me this wild, wild run and shoot. I'm going to start calling you June Jones over here. Shout
That's
out to
right. Air Coryell over here.
Yes.
Right?
Shout out to our friend, June Jones, friend of the program.
So you're probably almost spent. What do you only have like one guy left in the defense?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me rattle off a couple. You might have this guy too. So I may only have one running back on my roster, but I do have another guy who's got had a guy here who's gotten 13 rush attempts on the season. They give him the ball on reverses, end arounds. He has at least two rushing attempts in every game, as well as catching a boatload of passes. Another New Jersey General, Kayvonte Turpin, our guy from TCU for 7.4K.
He lit it up for me last week. Like I said, if I had just had solid quarterback play, he dominated for me. And the only problem was, this is the first time I've ever had no money left over. I didn't have enough money for him, dude.
Ooh, dude, the last three games, he's had 5 catches, 6 catches, 5 catches. He went over the century mark in yardage last week. Still hasn't caught a receiving touchdown yet. He has one rushing touchdown on the season. Here's another guy who's due to get in the end zone. They're giving him the ball more and more. Got a roster, Kayvonte Turpin.
He is electric, man. Like, I get it. There's some good wide receivers in this league. Bolden, Osiris Mitchell, Jonathan Adams, Johnny Dixon. But I would put Turpin, who's kind of a hybrid. He's kind of like the Percy Harvin of this league. And good God, I would say more than any player in this league, when he touches the ball,
watch out.
It is lightning. That is lightning in a bottle right there. I mean, Bolden has a little bit of that. So maybe you could say Bolden too, but man, when that guy gets in the open field, it makes me wonder how the hell he's not in the NFL. Cause it just jumps off screen.
Right. Right. Well, hey, he might be soon.
Yeah. So, all right, give me your next wideout.
All right. Third wideout. You just mentioned him. That is the New Orleans Breaker pass catcher, Jonathan Adams, 6.1K. Oh,
he's still undervalued, man. He's still undervalued.
Touchdowns, back to back games. Last week, 4 for 60 in that touchdown. The week before, 6 for 101. Sloter and the Breakers are going to accumulate passing yards. They're going to throw the ball around the stadium. And I think Jonathan Adams is quickly becoming his favorite target.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this, man. Who do you think the best wideout is in the league?
Pure wideout. I mean, you could argue Adams.
I think it probably is, but I mean, it's interesting. Like, it seems like all the good wideouts are on a couple teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Birmingham.
I mean, I guess you could say Bailey Gaither when he's been healthy. He was out for a couple games. He's played well.
Trey Walker's putting up some pretty crazy stats. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, both those guys are pretty underrated, but I mean, man, Jonathan Adams to me, like as a New York Jets fan, I don't know how the fuck he's not on our roster.
I mean, you can think Isaiah Zuber too. I mean, he's caught touchdowns in every game but one.
That's true. He's kind of underrated. He's underrated because he has Thorson throwing him the ball.
Johnny Dixon's has, there's a lot of guys out there, but I think Jonathan Adams is right, you know, towards the top of that list.
Yeah, I got him. So I've gone through all my players now, with the exception to defense. You still have one wideout, correct?
I do. Yes, I just mentioned him too. So over the last 2 weeks, the dude's caught 19 balls for over 200 yards. That is Trey Walker, 4.4K. I don't know why they're not, you know, raising that up.
Especially they just got rid of Jeff Thomas.
I mean, the dude last 2 weeks, 13 targets and 17 targets. He's had 30 targets the last 2 weeks. He's 4.4K. Why not roster the Pittsburgh Mauler, Trey Walker?
I like it. I like it. And look, if you think the Maulers are shit, then they, guess what? They'll be battling back and throwing the ball more.
Yeah. And, you know, there, I guess there's some question about the quarterback there. But, yeah, he still caught a bunch of balls with Vadley last week.
Yeah.
So
he seems quarterback proof because it was like Josh Love a couple weeks ago, then Lauletta. Yeah.
Whoever.
So
let's put Steve DeBerg back there. He's going to get Trey Walker the ball.
Damn right. Now it gets down to defense. And I'm wondering if you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking here. Well, I didn't have that much money.
So I could roster any defense.
Oh,
who'd
wow.
you go with?
I went with breaker 1-2, even though it's Vad Lee who looked pretty damn good. I just thought, you know, they got him on film. You just made this case on our last episode. Right. Maybe some film will help the breakers. They just had a bad game. So they know they need to win. Give me the breakers defense to halt the Maulers.
Yeah. The matchup, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, this breaker defense, the first couple of weeks we were like, damn, that's probably the best defense in the league. And they were putting up good fantasy points, 21 and 17. Well, the last 3 weeks they've combined for only 9 points in 3 weeks. The reason being is that they've had zero sacks the last 2 weeks and only one turnover the last 2 weeks. One of those games was against New Jersey, who's probably the best offense, but the other one was against Houston, who definitely isn't. So I don't mind the play because I think the matchup is right, but I went ahead and paid for the most expensive defense, especially if our guy Shark Dog comes back, which I think he is. Give me Birmingham for 5.3K. Against Michigan. I expect a couple turnovers here. I don't expect what's his name, Shea Patterson, to throw for 300 again. So yeah, give me the Stallions.
I mean, I think you had to play one of those two.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
The still the two worst offenses that we can. I mean, maybe you make a case for the Generals against Clayton Thorson.
Sure,
but Shark Dog, man, you can't go wrong with Shark Dog.
Exactly.
I'm gonna beat you though. And folks, come play with us. Come on. We tweet this out. NC Nick will tweet it out at NC_NICK on Twitter.
We'll also do showdown lineups also. Bring
showdown. Yes. Let's have some fun. Come. What are you doing this weekend? You got nothing going on. It's close to summer. You know what I mean? Just throw a few bucks in there. Come talk some shit to us. If you beat us, then you get to talk shit to us and say these idiots don't know anything. I will also retweet that from at USFL Gambling. So check us out there. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow and remember, subscribe to our College Football Experience. Me, Patty C, and NC Nick host that thing. And things got wild in college football with Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher talking a ton of shit, even Deion Sanders in there. So we got you covered on the College Football Experience. We also got you covered on the College Basketball Experience. And really we have a podcast for all this stuff. NHL is going on right now. NHL Gambling Podcast. NBA is going on right now. NBA Gambling Podcast. Golf is going on. Golf Gambling Podcast. Check all those out. Also, Triple Crown going on. Check out the Notorious OTB Podcast. Shout out to my guy Chase Sessions. Doing a great job over there. We got you covered with all that stuff. Check out the Slack channel because I think that's the most up-to-date way to talk USFL action. So Slack channel Sports Gambling Podcast, and then you'll see the USFL tab. Enjoy that. Nick, anything else before we get out of here?
No, man. Let's go have some fun and make some money.
There we go. All right, folks. This is the USFL Week 6 DFS show. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Do you come from a land down under?